Haynes, a Republican, called for the recall of then-Democratic California Governor Gray Davis and served under GOP Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger for 3 years until he left office in 2006. Haynes' newest political mission is supporting the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which would not get rid of the Electoral College, that would require a constitutional amendment, but would mandate that the National Popular Vote winner in a presidential election would receive that state's Electoral College votes.
We're 72% of the way there, so we're going from state to state because it's a state-based approach, persuading state legislatures to also join the compact. If the compact hits 270 electoral votes by July of a presidential election year, it takes effect for that presidential election.
15 states and the District of Columbia have passed the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, amounting to 196 of the 270 electoral votes needed to put the change in place. Gene Marano, WFIR News.